I've had four of the most interesting, topical, controversial, and very important questions asked of me in an interview. Here are the questions and here are my answers. Interestingly, the questions were about being happy, and I feel very privileged and very honoured to have been asked about how to be happy. So the first question, many people believe that different things make them happy, such as material items or living by religious beliefs. What do you think makes people truly happy? It's got to be my favourite question. Having a purpose for living. When you wake up every day with a reason to get up, a reason to get going, and what you're about to do is going to add value to your world, to the whole world, or just your own personal small environment, you will wake up feeling happy. The side effect will be feeling happy all day. You'll feel fulfilled. You'll be excited about today, and you'll be excited about every day, because every day has a reason. Every day has a purpose. Every day adds value. To me, that's a very simple answer. Question two, what do you think is the best way for somebody to become if they are not already happy, and how could they ensure to experience long-lasting happiness? Another great question. Most people do not have a career or a life mission that is what they are passionate about. Most people have a job, it pays their lousy, stinking, rotten bills, and they chose that job because they wanted to please somebody else, usually their parents, their family, their friends, their school teachers, their church. Somebody in their life said, you should do this. And even if it wasn't what they were excited about and what they were passionate about, they did it. And what they end up with is a job that pays their lousy, stinking, rotten bills, a nice, safe, secure job, a real job, and a job that they end up at the end of their job life dissatisfied and unhappy because what they were doing wasn't their purpose, wasn't their mission, wasn't what they were excited about. They didn't feel like they were adding value to the world. They didn't feel like every day there was a reason to get up except to pay their lousy, stinking, rotten bills, which is not a very exciting reason to get out of bed. A lot of people will say, I don't know what my passion is or what my purpose is. And my answer to that is also very simple. Go and do some stuff. Go and do everything. If you don't know what it is, go and do everything. You'll soon find out what you don't like. You'll find out what you like a little bit. You'll find out what you really love. And if you keep doing things, you'll find out the day will come and you go, that is it. There's three questions, however, that do go with what should I do as my career? What should my passion be? What should my purpose be? The first thing is, what would you do in your life with your life if you wouldn't get paid, you couldn't get paid, there was no financial limitations or restrictions, no education limitations or restrictions? What would you do every day regardless of how much you got paid? You did it because you wanted to do it, because you were passionate about it. And often people will say to me, you know, I wanted to be a rock star, I wanted to be a musician, I wanted to be a movie star, I wanted to be a landscape gardener, but I wasn't skilled enough, or I didn't have the right education, or it wasn't going to please my family and friends. But ultimately, if that's what you want to do, if you want to sing and you have the music in you, you can, you should, and you must sing. And when you do, that's when you'll feel incredibly happy. So if you don't know what it is, go and do it. If you think you know, but somebody said you couldn't, don't believe them. Plenty of rock stars can't sing. Plenty of actors can't act. Plenty of actors have been acting their whole entire lives and can't act. I don't know if you've watched Arnold Schwarzenegger movie lately. He's a movie star, but from an acting coach perspective, maybe not the best in the world. But nobody convinced him that he wasn't good enough, and he believed that he was. And that's the biggest challenge. If you have a passion, don't listen to what other people say. Follow your passion, never your pension, as is one of my favorite quotes. The next question, how happy do you think material items will make a person? Another very interesting question to ask me. Things, I believe, are simply a sign of respect for yourself. Beautiful things. If you have beautiful things for the right reason, meaning you respect yourself, you have high self-esteem, you would never want to put into your life second best things or third best things. You would believe then that you deserve the best. However, material things don't make you happy. We know that. You can't buy a car and be happy. I've met and know lots of very wealthy people who are incredibly unhappy. When you have financial freedom, when you are in the position where you're no longer trying to find money. And the reason I did that is most people spend their lives, if I took oxygen out of the room right now, the only thing that you would be thinking about, that I would be thinking about, is where can my next breath come from? I can't breathe. Most people live their lives like that with money. If you don't have any money, that's all you think about. How can I pay my next bill? How can I buy my next meal? How can I pay for my next mortgage repayment? How can I buy the clothes? How can I pay for my kids' education? But when you are financially free, financially independent, now you don't have to think about the money. You can think about what you're going to do with the money. And that's a beautiful thing about wealth, not about things, but about wealth creation, financial freedom, is that you now have the choice and the freedom to do with it whatever you want. Most people drive an old car because they have to, they can't afford a new one. Most people live in an ugly house because they can't afford a beautiful home. Most people wear cheap clothes because they can't afford an expensive wardrobe. However, if you are wealthy, you can now choose. If you want to drive a rundown, rusty old car, you can, knowing that if you had to get your child to the hospital in a hurry, you could order a limousine, or you could order the most expensive ambulance and pay for it if you had to. You could choose to live in a tent if you wanted to, but you would also know that if your mother needed it to live in a retirement village because her house had just been repossessed, you could put her in there and you wouldn't have to be concerned about the money. And that's the beautiful thing about wealth creation and about dollars. It comes from, I believe, self-respect. When you have self-respect, you work hard, you go the extra mile, you put in the extra effort, and the side effect of that is that the world wants to repay you. And in our world, repayment usually comes from financial reward. So if you're adding value to your world, one way to measure and test that is how much financial return is coming back in your direction. If you are adding no value to your world, the world doesn't owe you anything, it will pay you nothing. If you are adding value to your world, it's very likely that the world will respond with financial freedom and choice, which is very, very exciting. The next question is very controversial. Do you think that belief in religion or religious values will make you happy? And there's a large resurgence now of very big churches with thousands and thousands of members, lots of people going to church. And I have, of course, a very personal opinion, and that's all it is. As with things, with money, relationships, and even God and religion, none of those can make us happy. I don't believe that it's God's responsibility to make sure that we are happy. And I think that if we rely on God to make us happy, that would be very lazy on our part and would show a lack of discipline and a lack of self-respect. And one of the beautiful things, if you believe in God, that God has given us is the gift that no other breathing creature has. It's called the freedom of choice. Birds and dogs and alligators and snakes and frogs don't get to choose. They have to do what snakes and frogs and alligators do. But humans were given the freedom of choice, the most beautiful gift, I believe, that could be given to us, which is now we get to choose what kind of people we're going to be. We get to choose our purpose. We get to choose how much value we're going to add to the world. And if you choose a purpose that does add value to the world, you will be happy. The world will be happier because you're in it. And how could you be more respectful than if there is a creator who created you to be a superb human being, then to be a superb human being? There's no greater way to show respect for the person who created you, if you believe in God, than to be a superb human being, to add value to your world. And then, of course, to be the best person that you can possibly be. And that then in turn shows that you're adding value to your world, which then the outcome could be that you will and have financial choice and freedom. The last question, do you think that sources of happiness are different for everyone, or the same fundamentals make everybody happy whether they realize it or not? Again, this is my personal opinion. It's my humble and only opinion that all people with a purpose, people who love what they do, people who love their lives, people who love who they are, high self-esteem, and they are excited about who they are becoming, because every day they're waking up becoming a better person with the goal to add value to their world, they are happy. These are the people with self-respect, self-discipline, with self-esteem, and yes, you get to choose all three. Freedom of choice, means you get to choose what kind of person you are going to be. And I believe then that you can choose to be happy. The same as you would choose to be grumpy, you choose to be angry, you choose to be upset, you choose to be frustrated, all our emotions, which means we choose to be happy. Life doesn't have control over us unless we let it. We can choose not what happens to us. Life will always throw nasty things, horrible things, challenging things, good things, bad things, ugly things, beautiful things at us. Life is full of all of those every day. That's not what makes us happy or sad. What makes us happy is how we choose to react or respond to everything that life throws at us. May we all choose to be happy.